This is Ted Kennedy. The tax cat is out of Bob Dole's bag. He's for higher taxes after all. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, for months, you've been towing the right-wing line, opposing any tax increases, even to reduce the massive budget deficit. But Jack Kemp doesn't call you the Republican tax man for nothing. You just can't resist. The other day, you voted in the Senate to give President Reagan the authority to impose billions of dollars in higher taxes on oil. The trouble is, Bob, you picked a bad tax to be for. Your version is a ripoff for the domestic oil industry, since it would apply only to foreign oil. Domestic producers would hike their prices by the same amount and keep all the profits. That isn't fair, Bob. The Dole tax would also clobber the East and the Midwest, which are dependent on foreign oil. This is one issue, Bob, where President Reagan agrees with me on taxes, not with you.
Ted, there you go again with a cheap shot that doesn't tell the people what really happened. You know I support efforts to make certain no Americans, including those in Boston, Ted, ever have to wait in mile-long gas lines again. Now, maybe you like waiting in lines, but no one else does. It really isn't much fun. I do support giving the President the authority to take action so we don't rely on foreign oil for more than half of our energy needs. The fact of the matter is, Ted, the proposal you referred to was not an oil import fee. The proposal simply would have required the President to offer a plan to reduce our dependence on foreign oil if we ever got to the point where that dependence made up more than half of our domestic need, period. The President wasn't instructed what to propose, but he had to offer something. This is sound policy, Ted. Your grandstanding may make headlines, but it won't help the American people stay out of the gas lines.
This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.